It's The Huddle. Powered in part by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington, RJSBurlington.com, Able Paint Glass and Flooring. You need it, they've got it. They are Able, AbleVT.com. And by Agave Taco and Tequila Casa, Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at AgaveVT.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant, Go Beyond the Burger, Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at Grazer'sVT.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com, the 101.3 The Game app, and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
Good afternoon, you're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, all to count and four. I'll even say TJ's here, Rich is here, Artie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
You are official now.
Wow, you're official now.
You make the intro scream.
Look at that. How's it going there, handsome?
Fine. I think that's me. Am I the handsome
which,
one?
You're the handsome Which handsome were you referring to?
Yeah. I want to say this right off the bat, something that's kind of bothering me a little bit.
Oh,
I don't know if it should bother me. My brother goes, so I'll see you later tonight at the party. And I'm like,
what party?
That's what I said. What party are you talking about? He goes, your neighbor Brad's party. He invited me over to watch the Celtics game, me and a couple buddies. I go, oh, really? I didn't get an invite to the neighbor's house to watch the Celtics game.
Now, who's Brad?
Is he
in your neighborhood in
Williston?
He's in my
neighborhood in Williston.
Okay, so you're being blown off.
Yeah, he lives spitting distance from me.
Okay.
And I guess he's having a party. And my brother's going, and I guess some people going over to watch the game, but I wasn't invited. I don't know if that should bother me or not.
It absolutely should bother you. Yeah. He doesn't even know your brother.
Did you borrow his lawnmower and
No, but if I did, I'd bring it back at the party. He's only met my brother, you know, a couple of times now, even going back to the last time he was here. But how do you invite my brother and say, well, you know, make sure your brother's coming too? Right. I don't understand that.
You sure you don't have his snow rake from over the winter time?
I don't understand how I'm a fun guy at parties, first of all. So,
well, you're the sober one, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I, you know, sometimes I'll give my little comments that people get mad at, like,
no.
Gosh, your team sucks. but I don't understand why I'm not invited to the party, though. I don't get that. It's kind of bothering me there, Rich.
Well, it's, at least you're taking the hint. I mean, if you could literally spit at his house, maybe you'll want to spit at his house since he didn't invite you. By the way, I just want to read last night's final text. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Way to rate Arnie Rich. I thank you for him. Funny, after 82 years, TJ has you best. I want to heart 11 Rich AOL TJ. Arnie, can you the boards?
Yeah, that's what happens when you speak into it. You know what I mean?
I mean, how early did that guy start drinking yesterday?
I mean, what? You just took back a minute that we can never get back now from that reading that one. Obviously, I was looking at that too. I'm like, okay, I have no idea what that is.
I love voice.
I have no idea what that is. We get a lot of those too. A lot of people speaking into it and not know what's going on.
Somebody wants to heart 11 me AOL TJ.
I think they mean something about intern 11.
I think that's a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, we should put that on a T-shirt.
I heart intern 11 is what that is there. I heart intern 11. Right, we do have a lot to get to. It is a short show.
Again.
Oh, yeah, it is a short show.
Jeez, these Red Sox.
You want to get in, Town Fair Tire, text line 802-655-6672. You know, I hate to say this. I'm mad that I'm actually right about one thing. Out of all the picks I've gotten wrong.
The only thing.
The only one thing I got right. Of course it has to be right. Is that my Giants suck and that Daniel Jones suck?
What did Daniel Jones have to do with last night? He had
and your Dolphins
second
suck.
To throw the ball.
I don't even know who's worse, my Giants or my Dolphins.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle for the number one pick.
Did you really just – well, let me start with the Giants. Absolutely frustrated with them yesterday.
That front line is horrendous.
Does anybody want Saquon Barkley off my fantasy football team? I will take a punter right now.
I haven't. I will
trade him for like a coach, like Bill Belichick. If anybody wants Saquon Barkley, oh my God, you ran him 15 times for what? Like
7 yards.
That many, huh? Yes. I thought it was less than that.
You'd be better off putting Andy Reid in the backfield.
I was so frustrated. Wow. And what did you really say about Daniel Jones?
I thought he was okay. I mean, they're in the backfield the second the ball is snapped.
That's like you saying, hey, Rich, I'm going to fix you up. And you say, well, what does she look like? I go, Yeah, she's really okay. Kind of.
I mean, Bud Dupree.
She's average, I guess. She's really average.
Bud Dupree had 8 quarterback pressures by himself.
You know what?
He was in the backfield the whole game.
Guess what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I didn't watch every game, every play, but there was a quarterback hurries in every game, Rich. How about that? In every game, there were quarterback hurries.
So it's Daniel Jones' fault that they lost. It's not the front lines.
No,
the offensive line.
I don't want to hear that anymore. Everybody got problems. Look. Everybody's got problems on the offensive line. Everybody didn't have 4 preseason games. Everybody had the same amount of practices or lack of practice or whatever it was, or the lack of hitting. I just can't take the excuse anymore. Enough is enough. I tried to think of all the young quarterbacks, first, second-year quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't know too many quarterbacks I would take over Daniel Jones. I mean, Daniel Jones over too many young quarterbacks, like maybe Sam Darnold.
As you said 3 years ago, would be the greatest quarterback in NFL history.
Listen, I would take Mitch Trubisky before I take Daniel Jones.
The Steelers were in the backfield so much last night, I thought some guys put on the wrong uniforms.
Yes. It was embarrassing.
Well, I mean, Jason Garrett made an adjustment, and once they did, it was, the quick drops, they weren't getting to him as much. But in the beginning, it was absolutely ridiculous with all the blitzing.
And did you see that?
Blitzberg was back.
And did you see the interception?
Yeah.
When they were coming to... I don't remember the damn score at the time. And Daniel Jones got his hand hit. It was like a 19-play drive. That was play 19 or play 20. It was a great drive. It was unbelievable. It's going to be their best drive all year. I promise you that. And he throws an interception. And it wasn't even close. I could have picked that one off. I was so frustrated. There's no doubt in my mind the Jets, the Giants, the Dolphins are like 3 of the bottom 5 teams in the NFL now.
And I heard about, what was the show? Was it Colin? No, it's somebody talking about the demise of New York sports.
It's pretty bad.
The Islanders are it, and they're not even New York City.
It's just...
there's just nothing.
It was horrible. Look, Shaden Burlington, Daniel Jones is a bum. Team Arnie. Yeah, Rich, I don't know what you saw. This guy's not going to keep a job much longer if he keeps up like this.
Well, he's like the baseball player who's the rookie, comes in, tears the ball, tears the cover off the ball, and then they realize he can't hit a slider. So and that's what happened with Jones last night. Pittsburgh blitzed 61% of the Giants' offensive plays last night. That's unheard of. They know what his weakness is.
I don't even know what to say about Saquon Barkley, though. Is it fair? Now, I know you said the offensive line. It's not fair for me to say I'm tired of hearing excuses. But, man, it was like he was running right into the defenders.
Yes.
Make a move. Make a damn move already.
But the defenders were already on him the second the ball was handed to him. Where's he supposed to go?
And how much preseason hype and pregame hype did you hear about Joe Judge?
Yeah.
What a great coach he was.
You know, you say they were in the backfield on the handoff. If you're an offensive lineman, if you can't block, can't you just get in the way? I would think we're walking down the hallway and I get in the way of 2 people getting down the walk. You even like get in the way by accident?
You would think that might be a possibility.
I would be able to throw myself in front of throwing yourself in front of a car or something. I could throw myself in front of a defensive lineman charging in and slow him down a little bit for crying out loud, even if I didn't block him. I could let him run over me, and it would take him an extra second or two for him to step over my dead body. Jeez.
Hail to the first place Washington whatchamacallit.
George and Middlebury. Arnie doesn't know what he's talking about. Rich is right. What don't I know what I'm talking about? What, the Giants are really a good team? They're going to the Super Bowl?
Look, I would agree Daniel Jones didn't play well last night, but I can't blame 15 carries for 7 yards on Saquon Barkley. He's got to be better than that, but there's just absolutely nowhere for him to go the minute the ball is handed to him.
First time texter, come on, Arnie. I think the Giants will be okay. The Steelers defense is very good and will make them contenders now that Big Ben is back. Jack in North Carolina. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Pittsburgh got a good defense. The Patriots got a good defense. Kansas City got a good defense. Baltimore got a good defense. Everybody got a great defense. Everybody's got the best defense in sliced bread, right? Everybody's great out there.
I don't think the Steelers defense is for real.
Maybe not Cleveland.
After seeing what I saw last night.
They're always.
How do you know? They played a garbage team. You think the Steelers are playing like that against a Kansas City offense? The answer's no. I mean, I got to tell you, the bottom end teams are really garbage. Absolute garbage out there.
Matt in St. Albans says they ran way too many stretch plays that take them to develop time to develop. They need to run Saquon between the tackles.
Absolutely.
That doesn't have the line doesn't have the ability to give him time to get outside.
You know, I'm being serious.
It didn't matter where he ran yesterday.
Shouldn't I be able to take up, like, if I was just starting a team, they say, hey, guess what? We need an extra team in the NFL. Can you start one up tomorrow? And I said, okay, I'm going to pick up five offensive linemen that used to play in the NFL that have been cut recently.
Right.
Should I be able to take just five offensive linemen and say, hey, can you just get in the way and block a little bit for a running play? I've got a great running back, a really good one. Can you just get in the way so he, in 15 carries, he's not tackled for like minus 2 yards? He had minus 7 yards at one point.
Yes.
Someone get in the way. Seriously. Get in the way. I could get five punters and somebody get in the way of that. Seriously, you would think that I'm not even asking you to block. I'm asking you to sacrifice your body in front of a charging lineman. That's all I want you to do.
I don't mean to be reveling in this, but it is the New York Football Giants.
I know. But
they have a history with my team.
But you know what? Then I'm thinking, okay, you know, the Patriots and did Tom Brady have a bad offensive line? And are you only as good as your offensive line? But are we going to make excuses for every quarterback that didn't play well, every running back that didn't play well, Rich, it's always the offensive lineman. If it's so much up to the offensive lineman, then we'd be paying them like quarterbacks, and Rich, they'd be getting $30 million a year if it's all about offensive linemen.
Okay, I buy into that, but I mean, just watching that game, especially in the first half yesterday, and I'll say it for the fifth time already in the first 11 minutes of the show, there was nowhere for him to run. I mean, who's to blame for that? Is it Barkley? Is he not getting the hole fast
enough? Maybe it's Jason Garrett, because out of those runs, I was yelling, oh, wait a minute, they're not going to run again for minus 2 yards? I can see that play coming.
I agree with you, Arnie. You cannot blame the Hogs on every instance, but you got to have time to throw the football or at least hand it off. And so when you don't have time to do that, that's a systematic failure in the front line.
How many times were there Pittsburgh players almost taking the ball out of Jones's hand as he handed it off to Barkley? Somebody's missing an assignment.
Well, that's
there.
Because they knew what was coming up. Alex says, what the hell do you expect to see in week one? What?
Well, I expected
7 yards?
No, I expected a Pittsburgh win, but if you told me Saquon Barkley would have had 15 carries for 7 yards, I would have bet you a lot of money on that.
I would have too.
Todd says, dear dumb Arnie. Well, at least he said dear. At least he said dear.
Dear is a term of endearment.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Dumb Arnie.
Dear dumb Arnie. Defense is half of football. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the offense is the other half, and then special teams is the third half. Is that the way that goes? Half, half, and a half? See, you forgot about the special teams, did you not?
You sound like Yogi Berra.
Defense is half of football. That's why teams like the Patriots and Steelers are good, because they're balanced. Good offense and defense. It's not about all about having fantasy weapons. That is from Todd out there. No, but it. I mean, come on. You give me 7 yards with maybe one of the best running backs in the NFL? And yes, I did have him on my fantasy league team.
Yeah, me too.
The game.
I was not happy.
I was as aggravated as hell to that.
Yeah, not as angry as I was at Steven Goskowski for causing me to
lose. Oh, my goodness.
I had a 3-0 week, and I lost it by a half a point.
What would he have done if he was the Patriots kicker and it cost Belichick a game?
See ya!
Well, he wouldn't have gotten on the plane back.
Are you telling me Goskowski is still employed right now?
He is.
That's insane.
He made the game winner.
He made the game winner. Made it when it counted.
Yeah, from a yard and a half out.
Still made it when it counted.
I mean, even I used to make extra points in high school from the 20-yard line.
First time Dexter Jones threw as many picks as Brady tapped the brakes.
Yep.
Well, there's been a little bit of criticism about Tom Brady. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, worst of all from his coach.
Oh,
wow. That was a little strange.
I got to look, you know, I'm not a Patriot fan.
So
when we take a side on Belichick or Brady, a coach or a player, and people go, well, you're always on the coach's side, you're always on the player's side. I don't go one way 100% or other. I just go, you know, how I feel. That was uncalled for by Bruce Arians. First of all, stepping away from the situation, that's uncalled for. Two, if I step in this situation and I'm Tom Brady, I'm hissed off.
Oh, absolutely.
The only thing keeping me from opening my mouth is I've been in the league 19 years, and I'm just going to go ahead and go on to the next game.
Arians keeps it up, and the boss is going to step in. I mean, Giselle will get involved.
Yes. Matter of fact, I might say, Giselle, call up the boss. Call him up right now. I need you to talk
Giselle
to him.
Call me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
You know she's got a twin sister.
Is that right?
Yes, she does. You look at me like I'm lying. No, she does.
That's great.
Then we're going to name a bridge after her.
Matt in St. Albans, Jason Garrett ran Saquon Barkley the way he used to run Zeke Elliott, but they have way different types of talent on their offensive line.
That's for sure.
Well, what did you want? Would you want to go outside or in? You said run between the tackles.
They tried everything. I mean, they tried and they adjusted. They did a much quicker drop for Daniel Jones to, you know, try to. But you start doing quick drops, that eliminates the deep game, and the defense figures that out. If you don't have time to throw the ball more than 10 yards. Then that's a great advantage for the secondary.
You eventually, after running 15 times, you have to have enough on the offensive line to create one or two holes. They never created a hole. Right. They didn't do squat. As for Daniel Jones, though, what would you give him? I wouldn't even have him over Mitch Trubisky. If I took all the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, other than Sam Darnold, who I would take Daniel Jones over,
maybe
Haskins. I'm still taking Baker Mayfield. And Haskins won. Who are you taking over? Who are you taking Daniel Jones over? Yeah, that's what I thought you would say.
No, there's not much.
No, there's zero.
No, but I don't think he was the cause of all of it. That's all I'm saying.
Did you think he had a good game?
No, of course not. Look at the numbers.
Well, yeah, almost had 300 yards passing, but a lot of them
was garbage. Because there was no running game. I mean, he had to pass the ball. They were actually winning that game for a very long period of time. And then it was gone by halftime. I think they were down, six? And that was the end of it.
First time texter, at least in New England, Tom was never told he needs to try harder.
Yeah, and that's a good point he brings up there, or he or she. It's a first time texter. But I don't think that's going to sit well with Tom Brady. I mean, I only say that because he just spent the 19, 20 years with the most generic press conference guy you could possibly have defending him. You know, and talking, he could have the worst game ever and just say, maybe Tom is a little off, but he'll be great next week.
But talking smack about him behind his back or to his face when the cameras were away, though.
Right. And what did he say he didn't say disorganized, but he said that he was maybe not prepared. He'll be more prepared. Was that the word he used? It wasn't prepared.
It was that.
Yeah, it was something like that. And I'm thinking to myself, if I'm Bruce Arians, is that really the direction you want to go in with Tom Brady after one game?
Obviously, he's never had to deal with a Hall of Famer like Tom Brady before and how to talk to the media about that. That rubbed me the wrong way. So what did you think? Who's worse, my Giants or my Dolphins? I'm just do I root for the two worst teams in football right now?
I think the Giants are worse. I think the Dolphins are going to be a reasonably good team. I think they'll go 7-9-ish. I mean, you saw how good the Dolphins were in the second half of last year. That can't just disintegrate. I think the Patriots played a good game against a mediocre-ish kind of 8-8, 7-9 sort of team Sunday.
Dennis in Georgia says, who's in first place in the NFC East?
I already said that. How about that? Well, the Washington whatchamacallits. They're 1-0. Nobody else in the East is 1-0.
As a Philadelphia Eagles fan, I will tell you your Giants are worse.
Giants are worse than Miami?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, I actually believe that. I think they're about two games worse. I think Miami's going to be pretty good. They sure didn't show it Sunday.
I think the Jets are worse than the Giants.
No. I'm just thinking 5-11, 4-12. Yeah.
Let's just say, for example, the NFC East, that a lot of the teams feel like week one was a miscue. How happy do you have to be if you're Dallas or Philadelphia to know that the Redskins,
Washington,
Washington football team, who everybody thought was going to be the worst,
is in first place.
At least if you're in the NFC East, you're going, okay, everybody else lost too, and eventually we should be able to take care of the Washington team.
Aaron in Bridgeport, ease up on my man Trubisky, Arnie. Mitch is going to look like an all-star next week against your G-men.
Bridgeport. You still have never said that town right once.
What is it?
Just look at it. See if you can say it right.
We're Aaron in Bridgeport.
No.
Brideport?
Where do you see a G?
There's no G.
No. So what must that be?
Brideport.
Oh, my gosh. There's no Bridport. E.
Bridport?
Yeah, well done.
Well done.
Well, I thought maybe it was a typo. How the hell do I know?
He has texted in 50 times to this show. Every time you've called it Bridgeport.
You sure it's not Bridgeport?
Bridgeport is the armpit of New England. Bridport is beautiful.
Where's Bridport?
Bridport is in Addison County, down 22A.
How far from here?
You've driven through there 100 times.
I'm going to go there tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll go there before the show tomorrow.
Rams fan Ralph, you can put the Jets and Giants together and not make a good team.
You're probably right on that.
That would be a 9-win team.
Johnny says you took the Dallas curse, Jason Garrett. Yeah, someone said, what happened to the Cowboys on my national show? I said, I got to blame Jason Garrett, and he's not even with the team anymore. Because they're so used to blaming him. See, now that's a funny joke. You guys don't laugh at my funny jokes. You laugh at his stupid Charles Bronson joke all day yesterday.
I
gave you a great Jason Garrett joke, and you didn't even chuckle.
All right, try it again. I wasn't listening to you.
I go, what happened to the Dallas Cowboys? You could blame Jason Garrett on that.
How is that funny?
Because
he's not with
the team. He's not with the team.
Wait a minute. Arnie, for the folks watching on Twitch, I'm clapping.
Now first clap.
I'm clapping because like Jason Garrett.
But that's not funny.
It is because he was blamed all these years, but he's not with the team anymore.
Okay, I guess. But the Charles Bronson thing was a hard-hitting, great piece of comedic stylings.
So was mine. That was a great. I waste my good stuff on you. I don't know why I even bothered to tell you.
Do you ever talk like that to Beth?
No, I just waste my good. I just go hold it for my national show from now on.
So does she ever laugh at your humor?
Oh, she thinks I'm the funniest guy on the earth.
Does she laugh at my humor?
No. I should be doing like sitcoms. There's no doubt. This radio thing is
Arnie.
Yeah, I totally should be having that show. Should be on a sitcom for sure. Go ahead and jump on in. Time for a tired text line. Just forget about the jokes. 802-655-6672.
But I mean, Matt St. Albans already, and this is what I'm hearing from a lot of Giants fans today. As a Giants fan, there's no even money game where I would pick the Giants. They are terrible. And that's a Giants fan.
Yeah, I picked them to beat Pittsburgh when I did the pick 'em pool.
Rams fan Ralph says, are we laughing at you or with you?
Well, that could be a little of both.
Jim in Essex. Arnie, we are waiting for you to hold everything for your national show.
Wow. Wow.
The texters are a hell of a lot funnier than the hosts.
Wow. I don't even know what the hell that means. Celtics and Miami.
Here we go.
Game one.
Can't wait.
Tonight. And it's got the early game because they have to play game seven between the Clippers and the Nuggets. Real quick before we even get into the Celtics, who are you rooting for game seven? Not with your heart. Forget about that. Which team wins helps the Celtics win the championship?
Oh, my gosh. The Nuggets. Absolutely.
Well, first of all,
this yesterday.
Yeah, but I disagree with that, though.
Oh, I'd much rather have the Clippers out of there. That eliminates an absolute problem for the Celtics potentially moving forward.
First of all, the Nuggets taking the Clippers to seven, we're vastly underrating them.
Well,
okay? Let's start with that. Two, let's say we're not. Let's say the Nuggets are not as good as the Lakers. Well, then the Lakers beat the Nuggets in, 4 or 5 games, and now they're waiting for the winner of the Eastern Conference, and that's a hard-fought 6-7 game series. I think if it's the Clippers-Lakers, they beat each other up like crazy for 7 games, and then they're just so tired, then they got to play Boston. That's why I think it's better if the Clippers win game 7
No, I
tonight.
Get your point, and it's a valid one, which I don't think I've ever said on this show in 11 years.
Thank you.
But especially to Arnie.
Yes.
No, I get your point, but I think that's taking it too far out of reality. I think the black and white of this is, as a Celtics fan,
just who you'd rather play.
Love to see the Clippers gone. That's how I look at it.
But you're going to end up playing the Lakers anyway,
guessing. Well, not necessarily.
Well, unless you think Denver, then you'd want to play Denver. And if Denver makes it to the finals, don't underestimate them.
I mean, who saw Denver forcing a 7th game?
Well, they're a good team.
3-1?
Yeah, it was 3-1. I mean, look, they're a damn good team. We totally forgot about them. It was when it was 3-1. And they were down, I believe, by double digits before they turned it around and won game 6. I just thought that Clippers and Lakers would put up such a fight that whoever gets done with that series, and I think it's going to be the Lakers, are going to be just so beaten up, so tired, hard fought. 7-game series, Battle of Los Angeles, the emotion, even though it's in Orlando, the emotion that by the time they get to the finals, and I know you're not going to be tired because, you know, you still get pumped up for the finals, but, you know, they're just so spent after that 7-game series.
And
I'm
guessing in the NBA's wisdom, they're probably going to wait about a week to start the finals. So I don't know. Going to be tired.
I don't think they're going to wait, Rich.
No, I know they don't. Well, they shouldn't wait.
Right.
I understand that, but they always seem to wait forever. The NHL does it sometimes, too.
I have Boston in 6.
That's exactly my pick.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Celtics in 6. I guess I really shouldn't have to stick to six. You know, we're always going, well, we're into the home game, and they're going to win. We don't have to worry about a home game now. No. You know what I mean?
I just think the Celtics' quickness offensively is going to be decisive. I mean, you got Tatum, you got Brown, you got Walker. Gordon Hayward may come back. He's not lightning or anything, but those other three guys are. And, I mean, in that Milwaukee series, you had Giannis, and he's long and lean, but he's not quick. And you look at some
can't
of those
do it himself.
Guys, I mean, you look at those guys for Miami as far as defenders, Jay Crowder and Jimmy Butler and Dragic and Duncan Robinson. Those guys aren't quick. I just think Tatum and Brown and Walker are just going to absolutely blitz them with their quickness.
Johnny said Arnie should be a recurring character on Seinfeld. Oh, I totally agree with that.
Arnold.
I told you that I don't know if I since TJ's new, they named two characters on Seinfeld after Beth and I.
I haven't heard this one in 3 months.
No, he's okay. No, I'm serious. Are you a Seinfeld fan?
A little, yeah.
There's a character, Beth and Arnie.
Okay.
If you remember them?
Yeah, I do.
My name's Arnie.
Yeah,
I don't know
right,
if you remember
that. I get
my
that.
My wife's name is Beth.
Yep, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm connecting the dots.
Yeah. And Larry David used to listen to sports radio when I was in Los Angeles, so I'm pretty sure he named that after me. I just want to get that out there.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's like saying any random superstar.
You thought it was joking, didn't you?
No, he used to listen to sports radio. He hasn't confirmed this to you. He hasn't said, Arnie, I named the characters after you. You're just assuming that because he might have heard your show a couple of times, that he named the characters
I'm pretty sure he did. Okay. If you listen to him, we were having a kid. They were adopting a kid. Arnie has a bad temper. Arnie yells a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like saying, so guitarist, great, Richie Sambora. He was named after me, you know, because his name is Richie.
Name another couple.
Just name any famous person with the same name.
Name another couple called Beth and Arnie on this planet.
That's got to be a coincidence.
On this planet.
That's just pure luck.
On planet Earth, you know what? I'll even go this far. Name another Beth and Arnie in all of the universe. I'll give you all the planets together, okay? I'm going to give you Earth,
Uranus.
Mars, Jupiter. Oh, I saw what you did there. I'm going to give you all the planets. How many do you think are Beth and Arnie?
Okay, I'm looking up.
Zero.
Famous Beth and Arnie.
Zero. There's none. I'm telling you, he named it after us. Tony says, I'm astonished that I agree with Arnie that the L.A. teams will pound the heck out of each other for 7 games. And that's what you're hoping for.
Actually, I agree with you there. I think that, you know, look, if you placed another NBA team in the Boston area, they would be playing for, you know, there's a lot more between these two California teams at stake, and I think they all want to win for their fans, and I think they grind it out.
Alex and Moncton, 6 wins for the Giants this year. Arnie, you are wrong about Jones. Like you've been wrong in basically about every single quarterback. Not everyone's going to be Mahomes. Giants are incredibly young at the key positions. They fought that whole game, and they were in it for a long time.
They were ahead for much of the first half.
Was he watching like an old Giants game with Phil Simms or Jeff Hostetler?
Remember that mustache?
I had to throw something else in there. And he wasn't watching Daniel Jones. He was watching a replay of another game out there.
Number 15.
Shane says, my true calling is actually acting. Have you ever guys heard of the Pool Boys? Yeah, acting is my true calling. There's no doubt. Could have been Academy Award.
Please tell me you've heard of the Pool Boys, TJ.
Yes.
Chris says, Arnie, you're the Roddy Dangerfield of radio. You get no respect. That is so true. James says, can you guys give All I Do is Winovich a shout out for me?
Did they win?
I don't know.
No,
tell them to change. Yeah.
That's number 11. That's number 11.
Oh.
Intern number 11's
team.
Team, yeah.
All right. Tom Fair Tire Tech Side, 802-655-6672. We'll talk more about the Celtics game tonight. We got some Patriot news to get to, some NFL stuff. Titans win. Lots to get to. Coming up next, you're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.
It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Tuesday, and you only have a few more days. You've already been expired, but you can't wear shorts anymore. Once it gets below 45 degrees, you have to
stop.
What do you mean, oh, stop? You can't wear shorts anymore.
In fact, I'm considering getting to Walmart and buying another pair for
$4.99. What is your rule? Anytime it gets under 50 degrees.
My rule is November 1st.
No.
And I put them on mid-March.
That's too cold. What are you doing? That's too cold.
I have warm legs.
No, no.
You notice I'm wearing a sweatshirt, though.
Yeah, but you see, my thing is if it's under 40 or 45 or 40 degrees, then it's time to put the shorts away.
But what if it's 45 for one night, like last night, and then say the next day it's 75?
No, it's not going to be like, we're not going to have any more 70 degrees.
I mean, I will admit, I did take the air conditioner out of my
Yeah.
Stubborn broke my spine.
Look
I did
at
it.
You.
My cat sure didn't appreciate that.
Pro Football Focus, lowest rate of positively. Positively graded pass plays in week one. That shouldn't be that hard to read, should it?
I didn't know what
lowest rate of positivity.
Are you having a stroke?
ROADS.
I don't know what. Yes, I think I'm having a stroke. positive pass plays in week one. Drew Lock. This was the lowest. Drew Lock was one. Derek Carr, two. Sam Darnold, three. Jimmy Garoppolo, four. What happens to these quarterbacks when they leave Bill Belichick? I'm starting to get scared. I don't like to. I don't like to see stuff like that.
Just like the coaches.
I don't. No, I'm serious. I don't like to see that. You know what I mean?
Patricia, Bill O'Brien. Shall we continue?
I got to know. I want people to tell me what they're predicting the Celtics game in. Is anybody thinking that Miami's going to win this series?
Well, I mean, ESPN has. I know you mentioned yesterday. You saw one poll that had what 14 predictors, and all 14 of them said Boston.
I know not one. Not one picked Miami. I got to tell you, even when there's like a mismatch, like when Cleveland played, there'd always be one, you know, media member that would go to the, this is like an even series. I can't believe one didn't pick Miami.
Well, like, but you know what? I looked at ESPN nationally today, and it was 11 people for Miami, 11 people for Boston. So they're out there, and you know, we'll see what happens. But I think. I honestly think this is an easier matchup for the Celtics than Toronto was. I really don't.
Oh, I have to agree with you on that.
I just think they're going to.
Toronto didn't play well.
No.
Toronto,
Siakam didn't play well.
You know what? Toronto didn't play well, Rich, and neither did Fred VanVleet. Matter of fact, you would have said the same thing because if they would have, if the Celtics would have won game three like they really should have, yep. I could have you do that 100 times. They're not going to make that 99 out of 100 right. times.
And
okay?
You take Kyle Lowry out of that lineup with the way those guys you just mentioned played in that series probably wouldn't have gone more than five.
And once it goes to 3-0, it's done five games at the most. You know what I mean? So I don't know. They didn't play well. By the way, first-time texter, Andrew in Richmond, they say it's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow. When I said we're not going to have any more 70-degree days.
How about you read it what it really says?
What does it say?
75.
Oh, 75?
That's warmer. That's shorts weather.
Well, you see, I skipped one day. After that, it's 59, 58, 56, 58,
perfect.
64.
Perfect.
Now, we do have a couple 70s later
clearly,
on.
I love September. Clearly, you have not been on Church Street in February because there are still shorts.
No.
Yes.
There should shorts be, in February. That's something I don't
yeah, you
see.
Should
I'm
be,
telling you.
You should be banned if you're wearing shorts in February. Shorts, no service. That's the way my sign was. You wear shorts, no service.
So they'll be protesting in shorts?
Yeah.
In February?
I tell you what. I drop kids off at school, high school kids, January, February, still wearing shorts.
I see that. The high school kids wear shorts, but they wear the long shorts below their knees, and I'm like, what are
like
you,
the cargo,
stupid?
Cargo shorts, yeah.
I mean, how
it's a sign
stupid?
Of toughness.
No, it's a sign of stupidity is what
well,
it is.
Well, it's also stupidity.
I mean, my goodness.
Stupid and tough.
Why do you want to be cold when you don't have to be cold? Just cover up the other from the shin bone down to the ankle.
I wear shorts for 8 months out of the year, and there's nothing you're going to do to change it. So, unless you pay me to not wear them.
I don't know why. Is it just more comfortable? You can't put
much
on.
Much more.
I got sweatpants on. Wear some sweats.
Yes, that's what I wear. I literally don't wear pants. I wear sweats for 4 months and shorts for 8 months.
And you have a pair of wedding pants, right, that you go to.
Oh, that's true. The wedding pants with the Velcro shoes.
To go with the one towel.
By the way, Jonathan Richmond says, Arnie, learn to Vermont. Apparently it's now a verb. Shorts can be worn year-round.
Learn to Vermont. I'm going to put that on a T-shirt.
That is a T-shirt.
Oh, that is a T-shirt? Don't steal that from me. What, no, learn to Vermont?
Learn to Vermont.
Yeah, you sure? I've never seen that T-shirt.
No, I'm saying that's a good idea. It's
okay, don't steal that from me. I'm going to put that on a T-shirt. I'm going to start selling that tomorrow.
Did you see what they're doing at the University of Wisconsin at Madison?
No.
They're eliminating spring break due to the coronavirus.
Yeah, good luck with that.
All right? So first you crack down on parties. Now they cancel spring break.
Right.
There's no damn reason to go to school anymore.
Certainly in Wisconsin. So in other words, you have to stay in Wisconsin for spring break.
Apparently.
Let me tell you something. I used to go to the best places for spring break and Thanksgiving. We would never go home. So me and, you know, my buddies Keg and Resin and Keish and those guys, 1 year we went to Mazatlan. 1 year we went to Hawaii. 1 year we rented an RV and drove to Padre Island in Texas.
Bong Juice was upset. He didn't get invited.
Micronesia.
And another year, we rented an RV and took it to Vegas and up Northern Cal and the Sequoias. I mean, we took the best trips ever.
No wonder you're sober.
Oh, it was just great. Man. That we had the best spring breaks, man. I'm telling you. That if you can't have spring break, you're right. It's not even worth it going to damn school, man.
But by the way, Jonathan Richmond is claiming royalties off of his statement, his phrase.
Learn to Vermont.
Learn to Vermont.
I'll give you $20. I like that, though. I think that's a great saying. Learn to Vermont. He's like, hey, he could make money off that.
I always liked the phrase, welcome to Vermont, now go home. That was one of my favorite bumper stickers, but the Chambers of Commerce didn't really go for that.
Steve said, fashion and food should never be discussed on the huddle. Why? We're both in good.
Food.
What are you talking about?
Fashion.
Fashion, definitely.
Fashion and food?
We can't talk about food. It's, half the show is about food.
Rich has never stepped into a foot in Nordstrom's or been out of Republic so sad.
Those are stores, right?
They're stores.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I have never been in either.
If anybody ever needed a makeover, it's Rich.
Stop. It's radio. Who gives a bleep what I look like?
Why can't we talk about food?
I don't know why. Rich, you do need a – somebody needs to take you to, like, Old Navy and dress you up.
Okay, what do I need to get fixed? My clothing? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. I'll take that.
Maybe a new set of frames.
And,
oh, yeah,
yeah, these
are 100 years.
You look like hell with those glasses.
I can barely see out of them. They're completely messed up.
It makes your eyes all puffy on the bottom.
Oh, that's not – the glasses aren't what are making my eyes puffy.
Plus, that is a terrible goatee. Either fill it in or shave.
Really?
Yeah, either be clean shaven.
I want the truth.
I think it's fine.
Well, TJ and I were talking about this, and he said beards are for ugly people. Is that what you said,
ugliness?
TJ? Am I quoting you directly on that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I did say that part of the reason I have this beard is to cover up the double chin.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm not going to lie.
It's not even a beard. It's like scrag. Do something about that. And by the way,
can you shave it off?
You ever heard of, what do they call that? Less gray for men? What do they call that? Not Grecian formula.
I have no gray. What are you talking about?
It's all over your bottom chin there. I mean, really?
Not
just
really.
For men here.
Yeah, just for men. That's
gray.
It, just for men. We could do a nice makeover on you.
I take pride in the fact that I'll be 60 in April and I have almost no gray.
You know, Rich, I'd put you in a nice Armani suit. You'd look real nice.
Look like
nice tie. You know what I mean? Yeah.
We'd get you like Shannon Sharp on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll have an Armani suit with Velcro shoes.
John says, hey, agreed, talking fashion with Rich is painful. He definitely needs a makeover.
Stop.
You do need a makeover.
Says this guy.
Absolutely. You need like a house makeover, a personal makeover,
all right,
everything.
Give me a house makeover. Good. I'm ready. Paying for it?
No.
Hey, on the food front, Beyond Meat says that its meatless meatballs are soon going to be in grocery stores nationwide.
And that's
just
for
balls.
Me.
That's right. If there's no meat, then you're just buying balls.
Why is that funny? That's funny, but my jokes aren't.
It's juvenile.
Why is that funny?
Every now and then it's fun to be 11.
No, why is that funny, but my jokes aren't funny? I don't get that. And his stupid Charles Bronson joke is like, you act like it's Eddie Murphy telling a joke.
He
I don't get
will
it.
Will not let it go.
No, my jokes are hell of a funny.
It's going to hell of a funny.
Hell of a funny.
They're like hell of a cheese.
Learn Vermont.
John says toss his Velcro shoes out.
No.
We get you new shoes, too.
Well, go ahead. You get them. I'll go to Walmart with you. We'll spend 5 minutes of hell in there.
Walmart. I want to dress you up with something nice. Maybe go to the Big and Tall store or something like
that.
Why
would I need to go to a Big and Tall store? I'm neither tall nor big.
Well,
I'm tiny compared to this crew.
Big is subjective there. I don't want to say anything about your weight. I'm trying to be positive.
Well, my weight, I'm 25 pounds lighter than you. And what do you weigh now, by the way, since you haven't shown up at Orange Theory in 3 months?
228.
I doubt it. Could
we have a stand? I am 228. You want me to get on it tomorrow? I'll take a picture.
Your belly has expanded greatly over the COVID.
I'm a little bloated.
Bloated.
I think I could have been eating salt sandwiches. I don't know. I'm still 228, 229. I do feel like I'm a little bloated, though. I feel like I've been eating too much salt in my diet or something like that.
First thing you've said that's correct today.
Wow. Armani suit, LOL. Get him a second towel first. That's from Mike in Plattsburgh. Yeah, that is it.
You to know I went to the laundromat today and I washed that towel.
You broke your own rule because normally it's Saturday is towel day.
Yes, well, I was too hungover Saturday to do anything, including the laundry.
What did Jonathan in Richmond write? Don't make fun of Arnie's weight. He's just what?
Wait a minute. I got to look.
He's just big boned.
Oh, I'm just big boned.
Not fat. He's big boned.
Well, I knew that. It's not fat. It's just undeveloped muscle. It's like what I like to. I like to say that.
Now that's funny. You finally said.
Oh, finally! I made a funny. How about that?
Good.
You know, I'm putting a gym in my house, so I'm gonna have a treadmill. Yeah. By the way, the treadmill's still sitting in my garage. It's been here like.
When was that delivered? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like 2-3 weeks ago.
Why do I get the feeling by Christmas we're going to be saying the exact same thing?
Yeah, still sitting in the garage, taking up a spot, so I can't even put the car in there now.
Unbelievable.
Can somebody come over and put it together for me?
Here's the deal.
I will pay you. No, seriously, I will pay somebody to come over to my house and put it. Only has like 5-6 pieces, but I don't know how to put it together.
You could park your brother's electric bikes on it.
Yeah. I'm serious. Can somebody please come over? Text me on the Town Fair Tire text line. I will pay you.
I'll do it.
802.
I'm a handy guy.
Yeah, you're real handy. 802-655-6672. I really need somebody who's handy.
Like, there's 5 pieces to it. How hard can it be? Part 1 goes with part 2 and 3.
Hard enough that I can't put it together.
Connect 4 and 5 with 1.
I need a professional.
You know what? I'll do it for your brother's boat.
No, yes, thank you. I need a professional that's going to go ahead, come to the house, and just put it together for me. I will pay you. Somebody must need money.
How pathetic is that?
What, that I don't have to put together a treadmill?
No, but what's the point of getting a treadmill? Isn't it to get in shape?
Yeah, but once it gets put together, then I'll get in the shape.
I just love that it's sitting in your garage.
It's sitting in my garage. I can't do anything about it right now.
Here we go. Tony says, Ernie needs to take the treadmill out of the garage and set it up because it's a great place to hang your clothes to let them dry a little better to get the wrinkles out.
Yeah, I've learned about that. Johnny says, talk Big Ten football.
Go ahead, Arnie.
We'll get to that later on. We'll come back. We'll wrap up how we did on the Pick'em contest, how we did on our 3 picks also, and finish out the hour. That's coming up next. You're in the huddle. What are we pointing to the game?
It's Tuesday, so it's time for Gone But Not Forgotten. Thanks to Elmwood Minier Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Burlington.
All right, thanks to our friends over at Elmwood Minier Cremation and Funeral Center in South Burlington. Of course, they've been with us, Rich, from day one of the show. Day one of the show.
I wonder if they thought the show would be dead 11 years ago.
Wow.
Apparently not.
Look at you.
We're still not gone, but wait a minute. We're still not gone, but and we're definitely forgotten from time to time.
Rich, you're going to help me out on this Gone But Not Forgotten. 2004.
Yep.
American lead guitarist. For the punk rock band, the Ramones.
Which one?
Johnny
Joey?
Ramone.
Oh, Johnny.
Dies of prostate cancer at the age of 55 years old. He was still pretty young, you know?
He was. I think, are they all dead? I think they're like 3 of the 4
are dead. I think there's still one alive.
Wow, I didn't know. I know that. Wait, there was 3 Bee Gees and only one of them's alive.
Yeah,
like 3 or
Robin's
4.
Robin's the only one left. You know, Robin.
Yes, he's the only one.
How can you
I love that group.
This broken man.
All right. Who do you have on your governor? I've forgotten.
I'm sorry. It's going to take me a minute to get my voice back.
Yeah, get your voice
back. How does that guy sing like that, man? That hurt.
But he was great, Dan. He's old, too. I think he's like 74, 75.
Yeah, he's outlived
75.
Them both.
Jeez.
Gone but not forgotten, Arnie and TJ's chances at all of winning the 101.3, the game.
That's not true. That's not true.
What a pathetic performance. There's like 200 people on this thing. TJ finished dead last.
How many picks did he get right?
6.
I got 6 right.
No, you got 7 according to this.
Okay, so I went 7-9.
So you're in second to last, and TJ is tied for dead last. TJ said, and so did you, Arnie, that the Falcons would beat the Seahawks, that the Browns would beat Baltimore. That was a close one. You said the Lions would beat Chicago.
Yeah, I know which ones I got wrong, Rich. Thank you very much. We don't have to go over the whole thing out there.
Minnesota.
So, but you only have 3 better than me.
Well, 3 is a lot.
No, that one. We're picking 16 games a week, though.
I have 10. I went 10-6. You went
7-9.
7-9.
So that's 3 games.
6-10.
You're 3 ahead of me.
Yeah, but there's 150 people in between us. No, you can't possibly reverse this. I did fine.
Oh, no, I can reverse this, I will reverse it.
Gone but not forgotten. Yeah. By the way, and TJ.
By the way, all the original Ramones are dead.
Oh, wow.
I thought maybe one of them was Joey or something. No.
No, none of them there. By the way, Rich, you went 2-1. Bernie Fratto went 2-1, and I went 1-2 against the spread.
So you are in last place already.
Yes.
All by yourself.
I will turn it around. I'm going to turn it around.
Alex Monkton says he didn't sing like that, hence why he was famous.
Yeah, he had a high voice.
Yeah, he did.
But not like the other ones.
No,
but yeah.
If he ever sang like I just did, they would never have had a hit single.
I like that. You want to get in 802-655-6672 if you want to go and jump on in. What does 19th over here mean?
I assume that's Erica and Scott saying what place they're in the pool.
Oh, okay. I see.
As opposed to you, who's in 242nd.
Am I that bad?
I had a bad week. I'm blaming it on the lineman.
I just made my picks for next week. I had to get it in early because I was so bad. I'm like, I got to get it in now.
How is it possible to go 6-10?
I don't know.
When the picks are straight
up. I went 7-9.
He
went
6-10.
TJ, we should fire you for that. I'm sorry to say. But
no, I'm just going to blame it on the line.
Yeah, there was no line.
It was the lineman.
Oh, the lineman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can't believe I did so bad, though.
I know.
But a lot of our, what was the best score? Like,
that's never happened.
Best score was 12-4, I believe.
Yeah, I'll check in a minute. Hang on.
Yeah,
so many teams, it takes me a minute to get to them.
I think it was 12-4.
There were three players.
That's it, that had 12 wins.
Iceman, Ooles, and Dougie Fresh. Oh, I know.
That had three.
They were 12-4.
That's not that great when you're not picking against the spread. We should have people that get 15 and 16 right, you know?
Yeah, well, there were some that really did people in. That Colts losing, the Colts lost. Everyone pretty much had Indy.
Really thought Cleveland was going to pull it off.
Oh, shut up.
Everybody had the 49ers over Arizona. Everybody had
the Cowboys
over the Rams.
Cowboys.
Those were the three consistent doer-inners.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams I'm jumping off the bandwagon. I'm jumping off that Cowboys bandwagon. Forget about them. I'm done with my Giants. I'm almost done with my Dolphins.
Jets
are done.
All your favorite teams.
All my teams are just horrible. Knicks, my Mets. Arizona doesn't even get to play this year in the Pac-12. There's not the hell with it. We're going to suck anyway, so why play? We didn't want to do that to you.
What's it like having all your teams suck? I mean, this has been going on for a decade.
It's been going on way too long. I can't remember. I don't even know who could I root for coming up.
So for you, every team... It's like the Red Sox for me.
Wow.
That's going to be disappointing.
Remember how we wanted to do the Survivor Pool? Andrew in Richmond said, Survivor Pool, I'm in. 70% of the 5,000 entries are already out.
Wow.
That's if you could only pick one team,
right.
And if you can't use that team later on in the in the season. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's crazy.
2,000 people pick the Colts.
That's insane.
Yeah, a lot of people went Matampa.
That's why, if you ever want to win a survivor pool like that, you always go opposite of the 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000, or just stay away from that game.
I just can't believe both of you took the Falcons to beat the Seahawks.
Once again, TJ's wrong.
No, I am not.
Marky Ramone is still alive.
Marky is not an original member.
Marky's not alive? Oh, he's still alive?
He's not an original member.
He's alive. But
he's alive.
He's,
but
he's alive!
He's not an original member. I said all four of the original of the Ramones are dead.
All right.
That's pretty amazing how they all had the same last name, including the guy who wasn't an original member.
Right.
Boy, that's a lot of brothers.
Yeah, and they weren't actually brothers.
It was I'm kidding. Joey, Johnny, Dee Dee, and Tommy.
Right.
Those are the big four.
All pining for the Feards.
All right. Hour one in the books. We'll go ahead and get you ready for the Power Hour. TJ will tell you what's trending. Tom Caron had something going on. What did he have coming up?
Called a pregame show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're going to be interrupted by it in about 40 minutes.
So we'll just come back, get you ready for the Power Hour. You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
Welcome.
Put 101.3 The Game in your car presets. Right now, we mean it. It's WCPV, Essex, Burlington, Plattsburgh. 101.3 The Game. The Game. Trending now.
Good afternoon. Steve Cohen has agreed to buy the New York Mets. The estimated $2.4 billion sale price would be a record for North American sports teams. Meanwhile, Bucks head coach Bruce Arians says he's a bit surprised by Tom Brady's struggles against the Saints. Said Brady looked like himself in practice all the time, so two picks, including one for a TD, were unexpected. After a season-opening win against the Dolphins, Patriots now looking ahead to their matchup with the Seahawks. They visit Seattle on Sunday night. and week two in the NFL. Check it out. Sports Red Sox are in Miami tonight to begin a three-game series with the Marlins. Tanner Houck is slated to make his big league debut for Boston. Pre-game at 5:40 on 101.3 The Game. 7:05 starts for the Mets at the Philadelphia Phillies and the Blue Jays at the New York Yankees. In the NBA, the Celtics will now try to handle the Heat as they start the Eastern Conference Finals tonight in Orlando. Coverage begins at 6 p.m. on 960 The Zone. The Nuggets and Clippers meet in Game 7 of their West semifinal at 9 tonight. And on the NHL ice, 8 o'clock start for the Islanders versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Lightning lead the best of 7 East Finals 3-1. I'm TJ Michaels, and you're now up to date. Let's head back inside the huddle with Arnie and Rich.
101.3, The Game.
In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's The Huddle on 101.3, The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. It is the power hour of the show as we start getting into the fall there. What?
You're waiting for, I noticed you delayed there, waiting for me to say, you mean the power 35 minutes for about the sixth time in the last 2 weeks.
No, I was going to say something about the weather, and then you were going to say, it's nice outside. What's wrong with you, for crying out loud?
Gorgeous day.
A little too chilly for me, but I got my sweatshirt on. I'm feeling good, yeah. So. We got Red Sox baseball. What time coming up?
Coming up in about 35 minutes or so. Pre-game's at 5:40. Same thing for tomorrow. Then they play at 12:10 pre-game on Thursday at 1 o'clock first pitch as they take on a team they don't see very often, the Marlins. And tonight is kind of exciting, actually, because that kid, Tanner Houck, that TJ was just talking about, for all the yahoos they've thrown out there, all the wandering, you know, double-A guys from other teams' waiver wire that they've thrown out there on the mound this year to get shellacked, this kid was actually a first-round pick in 2017 for the Red Sox. He's kind of slowly made his way through the system, and he makes his major league debut tonight.
Why did they wait so long? Out of all some of the garbage they've thrown out there, Rich, they pretty much threw me out there. Why did they pitch this guy before, you know?
I don't know. I think they wanted to just keep the pressure off of him. But, I mean, how much less pressure can you have than pitching the Marlins in Miami?
So you're saying this guy's like a real prospect?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's not somebody they picked up off the waiver wire who's been with 7 other teams, like the entire pitching staff.
You know, I used to think of young pitchers, I'm like, wow, they have to, you know, pitch and work their way into a lineup, and it's going to take so long. There's some great young pitchers out there that, I mean, they're just getting the hang of it on this 60-game season, man. It's absolutely impressive.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys getting a lot of chances, a lot of second-year guys getting chances, too. A lot of good pitchers opted out, so that opens up. And really, especially if you're a team like the Red Sox, where you have absolutely no chance almost from the start of the season, you might as well just go out there and see what sticks.
You know, for people to say, why are you talking about the Red Sox? I actually sent you an article about 10 reasons to why you should be watching or listening for the Boston Red Sox. Is there really 10 reasons why?
There are.
What are the 10 reasons?
Number one is because they could get the number one draft pick.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... Is there somebody like super...
I have no idea.
I didn't know if they're like somebody that's the Bo Jackson of minor league baseball out there.
Well, they've got 12 games left. Marlins, Orioles, Yankees, Braves. They've got a chance to lose 40 games. That would give them the number one pick.
Who would have thought they'd be the worst team in baseball? That's right. I did.
No, you didn't say worst.
I said worst in the American League and worst in the division.
And I laughed at you. Yes, you were right.
It happened once.
Also, can they play spoiler to the Yankees was on that top 10 list. They get to play them. Eckersley, Remy, and Dave O'Brien have been excellent in the Nesson broadcast booth. That was number 3.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I don't know if I'm going to tune in for that, but okay.
You know how hard it is to do baseball from somewhere other than the park? I mean, if there is one sport where it's hard to figure out what's going on.
Why?
At the crack of how do you know where the ball's going at the crack of the
you
bat?
You watch the monitor and you watch the fielder. You
it's
watch
tough.
The outfielder, if he's going back, he's going back. If he's charging in, he's charging in. It's not that tough, Rich. Don't, just because you're a play-by-play guy, do I got to teach you these things?
Yeah, you
watch
do.
The out.
Yeah.
If you watch the outfielder, Rich,
yeah, well,
you'll get a good idea
me.
Where the ball is.
Trust me, that summer in Connecticut, that's exactly how I figured out where the ball was.
I mean, come on.
Listen, if I had to call these Red Sox, I'd be drinking like Bob Uecker.
Yeah, exactly.
Number four, Alex Verdugo is a budding star.
I would agree with that. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, we forget about how well that trade worked out because they did get Verdugo.
Bobby Dalbec is an enigma, is number five. The guy either hits a home run 9 miles out of the park or he strikes out.
Six home runs so far?
Yeah.
Not fair. There was an article written about what the exact title was, what's wrong with baseball? Is that what it is? Why Bobby Dalbec is what's wrong with baseball?
Yes, because he either hits the ball 10 miles or he strikes out. There's no put-in-play kind of a situation with him.
At the time the article came out, he was batting 274, and he had 5 home runs.
It's exciting.
So I think that's totally bogus of an article to say that what's wrong with baseball is because it's either, feast or famine?
Yes,
that what you're telling me?
Absolutely, 100% is what that
But still, 274 is still a good average. And what do you want from the kid? I mean, he's just been called up for like a cup of coffee for like 3 weeks. I think he's doing phenomenal.
Oh, he is. The fact that he's hitting 274. But the point the guy's making is that he represents what baseball has become, which is either the guy strikes out or he hits a home run.
Yeah, how many people want Judge on their team?
Yeah, well, he hits more than home runs.
Kyle in Colchester, Al Leiter's son is a top pitching prospect that will be drafted very high.
Nice. I
didn't know that. What?
The other 10 reasons, by the way, is Christian Arroyo, a hidden gem, former first-round pick, claimed by the Sox off the waiver wire. So I don't get too – when I hear waiver wire, I don't get too excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Number 7, where does Michael Chavis fit into future plans? Yeah, he's sort of hitting.
We rant about him the last couple of years.
Yeah,
huh?
Jackie Bradley Jr. is playing out his contract, or playing for a contract right now. He's actually hitting for him.
Why didn't we trade him? We could have gotten something – it's a wasted year. Now he's going to be gone. I don't know what you could have gotten for him, but I guess it wasn't a whole heck of a lot.
And Matt Barnes is getting a chance to close. That was number 9.
Nah.
If you're watching and listening to the Red Sox so you can listen to Matt Barnes close a game.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Number 10, are there any hidden gems in this mess of a bullpen? Phillips Valdez is the only one. He's been good, but another waiver wire guy, journeyman. Ryan Brazier's been better lately, but that's about it in the bullpen.
If you want a reason to watch baseball, how about the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres?
Yeah.
I mean, with the Padres have picked up everybody before the trade deadline, and they're fighting out with the Dodgers now. I mean, that's a great race going on there.
Does anybody care about baseball right now? And I can't believe I'm saying that because how much I love baseball.
Well, it's all about the NBA Conference Finals.
NHL.
The NHL are getting
Dallas
to the Stanley
Tampa,
Cup.
I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, that I'm not too enamored with that either.
I can't believe Dallas is in the finals.
And
where
did
that come
from? Got NFL, and we're still really waiting for the full start of college football. We had a little bit, but not the full like we're waiting for, you know?
Right, and the first place teams in the American League are Tampa Bay, the White Sox, and the A's.
I think we'll have good playoffs.
No, but isn't that the worst possible scenario for MLB as far as ratings go? The White Sox, the A's, and the Rays?
Well, Chicago's still a big market. Yes,
yeah,
the A's and the Rays.
Yeah, but nobody cares about the White Sox.
Right, it's all about the Cubs. It's all about the Cubs.
And in the National League, it's the Cubs are in first, Dodgers, Braves, three high, big market teams. So, that matters.
Look how our Town Fair Tire Text line has come to a screeching halt once we got to the topic of baseball.
Well, maybe we should.
For the first hour, we were just scrolling like a slot machine. Now it comes to a grinding halt.
Would you like me to sing some more Bee Gees tunes?
We even got a lot more on Bee Gee tunes than we are on baseball.
Yes, mostly saying, please, for the love of God, stop.
Tony says, will someone please tell Arnold that nobody cares about college football up here? I haven't even said anything about college football.
One word.
I didn't say it. I just – the Big Ten is voting. I just thought what was funny is the Nebraska president wanted to keep something a secret, Rich, and he said it to another president, but the mic was hot. And he tried to walk back his comments. There's going to be a vote on Tuesday. Yeah. The Michigan president voted yes.
Tony, I disagree with you. I care about college.
Well,
no,
they don't care about college football. I understand that. This is actually more than college football. I brought this up. I'll give you the 30 seconds, and then we'll move on from this. The only reason I felt like the Pac-12 wasn't really pushing that of college football is you have UCLA and USC, which play in Los Angeles.
Right.
You have a team in Phoenix, Arizona. You got a team in Seattle. You got a team in Salt Lake City. You got a team in Boulder, Colorado. Mm. You got major towns, so they can go without the money. It's not like the Columbus, Ohio's, the Lansing, Michigan's,
sure,
the Tuscaloosa, Alabama's of the world, where they can't afford to miss one football season. Los Angeles can afford to go without UCLA and USC for a year. Phoenix can afford to go without Arizona State for a year.
State college.
Even Cal and Stanford, that the Bay Area, San Francisco, the Tech. They care less about Stanford and Cal and the money they bring in there.
You say State College for your alma mater, but what is State College other than Penn State football?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. Yeah, they need the money. Yeah.
Right, but there are places you mentioned like L.A. They can survive.
Well, no, they wouldn't even care. It wouldn't even put a dent
in
them.
The point I'm making is if Penn State does not play football,
it's economic disaster
that would be for that little town.
And it's not only that, and also what you're missing out on is that the other sports – they're going to have to be canceled. Like we talked about what happened to Stanford Rich. They had to cancel men's volleyball. Do you know how many people they've sent to the Olympics from Stanford men's volleyball?
I do not know the answer to that.
A lot. I don't even know either. But I mean, it's like a top-tier program. And next thing you know, you've got to cancel it out. You've got to cut it out. And, you know, it's just painful to see. And that's why the presidents are now scrambling in the Big Ten saying, we made a mistake. The SEC is going through. The ACC is going through. The Big 12 is going through. We're going to sit on the sideline here, and we're going to lose that. University of Wisconsin came out. They said they're going to lose $100 million. And that's just for the university. I don't even know what the implications are for the town. I mean, look at the mom-and-pop stores, the restaurants, everything there. They're just – a lot of them can't survive. So I'm glad they're going to have football back. That's just so much of a dike for college football. Just so the towns can survive.
I get what you're saying, though. Like if the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held in, I don't know, Berlin, Vermont.
Bill's gone.
Okay. If that was held in Berlin, Vermont, and they didn't have it for a year, it would be devastating. Yet, you know, in Manhattan, it's
a piece of cake.
Where would they have it in Berlin? Could they have it around Berlin Pond?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just around the mall. That's where everything happens.
Parade around the Walmart.
Now, look at Tony just said, now, look at the Tom Fertitta text line light up for college football just now.
How does he know what the text line is doing?
Well, he's right. There is nobody on college football.
No, but can the listeners see our text line, everything that's coming through?
We should put that up so they can.
Yeah, we should. We could put a camera on a screen.
That would be good. So it didn't light up for college football either, but it didn't light up for baseball either. It lights up for more when Rich sings the Bee Gees songs. I got to tell you that.
Well, of course. It's so offensive.
By the way, if they don't get back to playing college football, how bad will this Thanksgiving suck? I mean...
Well, there's going to be college football. The Big 12, ACC, and the SEC. So I mean, it doesn't matter.
Less football on Thanksgiving. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is canceled, only virtual now.
But you're going to have NFL on Thanksgiving.
You know?
Who cares about
the Macy's Parade other than being able to watch it on TV from your home?
Do you even watch parades? Do you even watch the Macy's Parade?
It's something I do with my girls every year.
To see if the balloons will explode.
Yeah, or run into the building or
Absolutely.
Something like that.
That's the coolest
By the way,
thing.
If you're somebody who's gone to New York to see the parade, it's different.
Right, but I mean, as long as it's on TV, 99% of us up here are perfectly fine with that.
You can just turn your air conditioner on and tell your family to stand in front of you so you can't see anything. And then it's just like going.
My mom goes, your dad used to take you to the Macy's Parade all the time. Do you remember? I said, not a clue. Don't remember at all. What a waste of time that must have been then. You think it'd bring back childhood memories? Not one.
You don't even remember going.
Don't even remember going. Going, standing in the car, not even 1 second, not one iota of it.
Like looking at the Sesame Street characters or something?
Yeah, nothing.
No?
Wouldn't even know I went. If you said, oh, you went, I would say, oh, I had no idea. Had no idea that I went to the Macy's Day Parade. All right, 802-655-6672 if you want to go ahead, jump on in. We told you Celtics tonight, take it on the Miami Heat. Rich says Celtics in six. I say Celtics in six. What worries you most about this game is that Miami can clamp down defensively, but I think the Celtics are so much deeper than Miami.
Quickness.
And they have more scoring.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to go ahead and, underestimate Miami, because you get to the conference finals, anything good to go, you can't underestimate anybody. But I feel confident. And by the way, did you know that Miami opened up game one as a 1-point favorite?
That's amazing.
And now they're a 2.5-point dog for a series that's pretty much even. Everybody picking the Boston Celtics
now. Yeah, it's funny because I look at this and I see Boston-Toronto and I go, oh, that's got seven games written all over it. But Boston-Miami, I just don't see it other than Jimmy Butler. I mean, obviously they got some good players, but Tatum, Brown, Kemba, it sounds like Hayward's going to be back. I mean, that's what everyone's been harping on when it comes to why the Celtics are going to go far in these playoffs is that depth and that unbelievable all-star-laced starting lineup.
We couldn't have written out a better script. Celtics, Lakers, NBA Finals? I mean, seriously, if that's what it comes to, the only thing that sucks is we're not going to have fans. And that's going to take away because
– There he goes.
Well, no,
he does this every
but,
day.
But, Rich, it's like no Jack, no Jack Nicholson
yep.
sitting courtside and – Or coming here to Boston and the Boston fans booing him right. and he giving the Boston fans the finger and stuff like that. By the way, when Jack comes to Boston, they don't give him courtside seats, do they?
I have no idea.
No, I think they make – actually, I'm not kidding around. I think they make him sit on top.
I imagine he could pay his way through anything.
If he can get tickets, but nobody will dare sell his tickets to him. We'll have to go through a broker.
$20,000 for a game?
Well, now you're not, that's a different story. But if you have tickets for up front and you don't really need the money. But that's what it's all about, the pageantry, Jack, the actors, the what are the Celtic fans named? The whole crew that likes all the Boston – the actors that like Boston, Marky Mark and those guys.
I have no idea.
TJ,
Ben Affleck,
and that whole crew that root for the Celtics. That's what it's all about. We're not going to get any of that. You know what I mean? I'm going to miss out on that.
I think if we get to a Lakers-Celtics series, they should let two fans in. Okay? Larry Bird on one side and Magic Johnson on the other.
Yeah, there you go.
Let them go at it.
That'd be awesome.
Sit right next to each other. No, but I mean, really, though, Arnie, I mean, Are you going to be thinking of that as the Senators jump up to open a Celtics series with the Lakers in the finals?
No.
Are you really going to be caring whether there's fans at that point?
No, I'm not. But, Rich, if it didn't make a difference, then why during a course of a game, and I don't know how many times it happens, but you'll agree with me, how many times during a course of a game if a team, any team, goes on an 8-0 run to tie it up or go up by 6, they show the crowd, like, every time.
Yeah, and Boston fans are really good, too.
And the crowd's going crazy, and they're yelling, they're screaming, whether it's L.A. or Boston. Why do they do that, Rich? Because that's what people want to see on TV at home. They want to see the crowd. If we didn't want to see the crowd, believe me, they would be showing it on TV, Rich. They'd pan to the players walking to the bench and stuff like that. And that's what we're missing out on, especially if it's Boston, L.A.
Right now, the Celtics have gotten to the Final Four here, so that's all I care about. The last thing I'm thinking about is that ball's thrown up tonight at
6:40.
The last thing I'm thinking about is how many people are in the seats.
Right.
Ironically, I miss the crowd less during NFL games than I want to see the crowd more when watching NBA than NFL.
I think I want to see more in college football.
Yeah.
To me, college football, it's part of the whole game whiteout thing.
Yeah. You know, what about the student section?
The ESPN getting there in the morning and then doing their 2-hour show, and you got the fans in the background,
sure.
The students with the stupid signs and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, and the cheerleaders,
right,
the whole thing. Yeah.
That's all part of the whole game day thing.
The pageantry.
There. Right, exactly. You don't really need that in the NBA, no. Major League Baseball, or anything like that. So, by the way, baseball is going to have the bubble for the playoffs. That's confirmed now, Rich. Yeah. I actually think that's a good idea. We should get the hell out of the home field, I guess.
Where is it going to be? L.A. and Arlington?
Arlington and Dallas for the
right. Well, that is NLCS, yeah.
For the NLCS, and then San Diego, Los Angeles for the ALCS, and then the World Series will be in Arlington.
Wow. It's a lot of 3,000-mile flights for the Eastern teams like the Yankees, but not that it's going to make any difference. They're going to stay there once they get there.
Yeah, so it's not going to be that bad.
What do you guys think? Arnie, you said heat in six. I agree. It's heat in six, TJ? That you cannot see
not the heat in six. Celtics in six.
Celtics in six.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Let me take it all back.
Yeah.
I think it may be the Celtics in five.
I hope you're right.
John in Richmond says, I'm with Rich. I'm not missing the crowd. People being safe matters to me. Well, you know, by the way, do we even know if there's – I guess not because we just had week one. But has anybody said, hey, did you know there was 15,000 people at the Notre Dame game and all of a sudden there was spread of corona in the game and a lot of the students – by the way, only students were allowed in that Notre Dame game from what I understand. So is there any report that I missed that all of a sudden there's a widespread of corona? Because if that would have happened, then there'd be no – forget about it. There'd be no fans at all. Now if there's no corona spread, now from 20,000 we're going to go to 40,000 and stuff like that.
I heard you talking on Champlain Valley game night last night. What was there, 7,000 high school football games and not one case?
Not one case. Not one positive case of corona.
You're talking about just players alone?
The national poll of – there have been 1,000 – high school football games played
this year,
and there has not been one positive case of coronavirus with football athletic programs.
Now, how is that possible? Because the high schools are not in the bubble, We have a highly contagious disease. And not what? Now, if you told me 100 got it, I go, wow, that's nothing.
Right.
If you told me 1,000 got it, I'd say that's one a team. That's nothing.
Yeah.
But
we're talking about hotbeds of corona,
yes,
too. Texas, Florida.
Yeah, sure.
All over, right? California. You're talking about all over the country, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not one.
And then they really.
And nobody in a bubble.
Nobody in a bubble. And
how do you explain that?
Well, luckily, here in Vermont, where there is no coronavirus, we're going to be letting 7 kids play one hand touch.
Right.
No running.
Well, exactly.
And they said we're going to be wearing masks potentially till Easter, is what they're saying.
So how do you explain?
Which I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Because I think President Kanye is going to have it all figured out.
How do you explain not one? How do you explain not one case of corona?
It blows my mind.
Especially among kids who are, 16, 17, 18 years old. Not like they're social distancing all the time and not going to parties and hanging out with their girlfriends and stuff like that. Come on now.
And you're telling me that when you turn 19 and go to college, all of a sudden you become, contagious?
Well,
maybe not with COVID, but.
Yeah. Right. Well,
Ed Orgeron said something pretty scary. He said that
right over Arnie's head.
Yeah, go ahead. Good, I know.
Well, he just said that pretty much every kid on his team has had corona now.
Wow.
Has passed it through. Well, what's going to happen in 5 or 10 years if we find out that this is taking long-term effects? There are going to be some lawsuits over that. That's for damn sure. Rams fan Ralph says, sounds like BS to me.
Yeah, where's your sources?
Yeah.
Hold on, but
they're calling BS on you, TJ.
I'm just saying.
That's not very many cases. Zero is not a lot. Even less than one.
Yeah, 802-655-6672. If you want to go ahead and jump on in. We started the show off by talking about the New York Giants. They stink. I told you that, Rich. You didn't believe me. And Daniel Jones, I did. And Daniel Jones Daniel Jones is not a good quarterback. And that you disagree with me on.
That I disagree with you on, yes. I still think they're a 5-11 team, that being said.
If they even win 5 games, I'll be surprised at that point. As for Daniel Jones, though, the only reason he's going to be given more than ample opportunity is because of his relationship with the Manning brothers. But he's not a quarterback that's going to be a good quarterback.
They have got to fix that offensive line. The problem is, how do you fix it 1 week into the season? I mean, you're just going to start being like the Red Sox and just bring pitchers in and see which one works occasionally? I mean, they have got to fix that line. When Saquon Barkley goes 15 carries for 7 yards and Daniel Jones is handing the ball off, as somebody from the other team is practically stealing it out of his hands, that's a problem.
But, okay, let's say they have the worst offensive line in football. Even the second worst offensive line in football is not even close to being that bad.
Yep.
John in Richmond says you can't explain it. Well, you don't know that there are no cases. There could be no one not reporting cases. Well, I'm talking about the high school.
So you're talking about the games that took place, I would assume, Friday, Saturday. That's pretty much when high school football is played across the country.
Right, right. I mean, I'm going to have to take, for the most part, the numbers that are true. I just don't know how that could be possible, Rich. I don't know how you can, go ahead and not have any cases.
I agree.
And then, we have it, we're running rampant all through the United States like that. So somebody's not giving you the truth or giving us the truth.
Don't look at me. I'm staying out of this one.
Well, no.
That's a TJ thing.
Well, so, again.
He's going to have to splan himself pretty soon.
802-655-6672 if you want to go and jump on it. But as we get back to the Giants. And, by the way, how about Gostkowski?
I don't even want to talk about that. I would have had a 3-0 week in your picks.
He missed four kicks.
All he had to do was make an extra point, and I would have gone 3-0.
Do you know he's borderline Hall of Fame kicker?
I would say borderline, yes. He's been extremely accurate.
If you took away the last year or two, I think he'd be 70 to 80% Hall of Famer. I don't know how many kickers there are in the Hall of Fame. I know there's not too many punters, right? There's
Ray Guy.
There's like two or three.
That's
or something.
It.
It's got to be more than that.
It's got to
be
up.
More than that. But, as for the Giants, they were just absolutely miserable.
Yes.
And Daniel Jones just makes me sick to my stomach. I just don't know what to do about him. I'm can't go through a whole year of him throwing interceptions like that.
He needs to be given more than a half a second to throw the ball. I mean, they made adjustments and had a 1-2-step drop back, but that's not real beneficial for him to succeed.
All right. TJ's been looking for this story like crazy.
I just found it.
Oh, look at that.
He okay.
Searching
now,
like
listen,
nuts.
I mean, this does not come from the CDC. It doesn't come from, you know, Dr. Fauci or anything like that. It comes from footballscoop.com, which is
football
a coaching web.
Oh, okay.
It's a coaching website. It says 1,000-plus games now are in the books. To our knowledge, there have been no reported cases of significant community spread following a high school football game.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay, hold
significant
on.
Community spread.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on. High schools in the state of Utah have been playing for 4-plus weeks now.
That's
Alabama,
true.
Indiana, Tennessee, Alaska, all have been playing for 3 weeks. A significant number of states have now been playing for 2 weeks, including Florida and Texas. And data shows there has not been any spike in COVID cases in the states that have been playing football for the last 2 to 4 weeks, nor have there been any reports of positive football, athletes testing positive for COVID-19.
Right. There you go, Rich. Right. You doubted me.
No, it just sounded a little, I mean, you can never say zero on anything.
Well, they're saying zero. They're saying
That's
zero.
That's what they're saying.
All right, 802-655-6672. If you want to go jump on in, we'll get to the scraps and get you ready for the game. We got the lineups, all that coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 the game.
Between the kids, the wife.
I can't take this.
And the boss.
Come on.
Your personal time is sacred. Lose yourself. All day long. In the best sports talk in the Champlain Valley. 101.3 the game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3, the game. A couple things I want to get to before we get out of here. I guess the Patriots are looking at Allen Robinson, the wide receiver for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, that would be a nice pickup.
I think it'd be a phenomenal pickup. I still don't know how they could always afford all these salaries out there.
Well, because they have a massive amount of free. I mean, think about all the money that is not being spent this year on all these guys in Foxborough.
He was hurt in 2017, but since then, 13 games 1 year, 16 in the other. Obviously, playing this year, I think it'd be a big pickup. So obviously, somebody that can go with Cam Newton. A gambler bet $45,000 on Phil Mickelson to win this weekend to pay back $3.3 million.
Wow. So he won?
75.
No, he's yes, this weekend.
Oh,
so.
This hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
75-1 odds.
75-1 odds. 45,000. Another like throwing out money out the window. Yeah, $45,000.
Sounds like something
$1.
Your brother would do.
Yeah, it does sound like something my brother would do. And TJ, what did you say you saw? We're going to go out. We got a surprise for you, Rich. We're going to do a remote from Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And we're going to stay in the Fresh Prince of Bel Air's hotel.
Yeah.
From the TV show.
Okay, I would assume that's upscale.
Well, it's upscale, but they're renting it out as an Airbnb right now.
Yeah.
Nice.
And how much a night is that?
And Rich, it's in your budget. It's only $30 a night.
How is that possible? How is that? First of all, is it like the real big house mansion?
It is. It
Why
is
it only $30 a night?
Because they only have a certain amount of dates being that they're letting it go. And also on top of it, it's being done as a publicity stunt to honor the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's 30th anniversary or something.
Oh,
like
I
that.
See. So you're not—they're not really going to go ahead and rent it out then.
They are. But
I would rent the Beverly Hillbillies house out for $30. That was a nice house, huh?
Yeah.
I know exactly where that is in Bel-Air.
Well, it's in Brentwood.
Bear. Oh yeah, oh, okay. It's in Bel-Air, Brentwood, but Bel-Air. It is. You can just see the long row. Oh, it's nice. Great. It's beautiful. I'm told we should do that. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
How close is it to OJ's place?
About 15-20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, not too far. I was like 2 minutes from OJ's house. I used to live 2 minutes from OJ's house.
That's a pretty upscale neighborhood.
Yes, it is. My parents didn't have a blank, you know what. And,
right.
And they
so
just.
So a radio salary allowed you to live
no,
in
No, my
OJ's
parents lived there. My parents lived there. Okay. And they just got lucky buying a beat up old house. And
like the Beverly Hills.
Here is the fine print. Only Los Angeles residents can book a stay. It's only available for 5 dates from September 29th to the 14th. And Airbnb also plans to make a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Philadelphia.
Good. Very good.
Hopefully it's not just $30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure there'll be some bidding on that. All right, though, what's going
on? I don't
know.
If Jeffrey's not there, it's really not worth
know.
The stay.
Steve,
you've got to have the butler.
Steve says you lived a knife's throw away from OJ's house.
Wow.
Thanks for
thanks, Steve. See, that was a little funny. That was a little funny. That's a little funny.
In sort of a bizarro way.
What do we got on the radio? What's coming up?
Well, I was going to give the starting lineups, but this is something we haven't seen all season. The Red Sox have not announced their starting lineups. This game starts in an hour and 5 minutes. They still don't have starting lineups.
Wow.
But they do have Tanner Houck, who is a very highly rated prospect, the number 10 prospect in the Sox organization, former number one pick, making his major league debut tonight. And, of course, Celtics-Miami game one from Orlando on our sister station 960 The Zone. The pregame starts in about 25 minutes.
Wow. Well, and the Red Sox, Celtics, did you mention that?
I literally just said it.
He just
10
listen.
Seconds
I wasn't
ago.
Paying attention yeah,
just
to you.
Wasn't.
I was counting down the time. I was looking at the clock.
That's a concern.
See ya.